Good morning. It's time for Chompers, your morning and night toothbrushing show. Today, our friend Jasmine is here with an interview. Jasmine, take it away.
Thanks. Start brushing on the top of your mouth on one side and make sure to brush the inside, outside, and chewing side of each tooth.
Three, two, one,
brush. It's Bugs Week, so we went to talk to someone who is an expert on all things buggy.
Well, there are definitely a lot of bugs that do really cool stuff.
Dr. Christine Johnson works at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, where she takes care of their collection of insects and invertebrates. She's kind of a bug expert, so we asked her your questions about bugs. But first, switch your brushing to the other side of the top of your mouth. And brush the molars in the way back, too. Okay, so you study insects and invertebrates. What is an invertebrate?
Invertebrate means that an animal doesn't have a backbone.
That brings me to a question from a kid named Micah, and he asked, do bugs have bones?
No, bugs do not have bones, or insects do not have bones. Instead of having bones, they have an exoskeleton, or a skeleton that's on the outside of the body, and it's tough and strong, and it holds all the organs inside the insect body together.
Switch your brushing to the bottom of your mouth and keep brushing. Okay, so this question comes from Emery, and she asked, do caterpillars have teeth?
No, caterpillars don't have teeth. They have instead sort of a mouth part like scissors. So they take a little piece of the leaf, cut them like scissors, and then they sort of chomp it up.
Switch to the other side of the bottom of your mouth and brush those front teeth too. This question comes from Calvin, and he asked, do any bugs jump really high or do a flip?
There are lots of insects that jump. For example, fleas jump pretty far and pretty fast. But there's also an ant, a trap jaw ant, that has these really powerful mandibles. And when they snap their mandibles together, they kind of flip them up in the air, and they can escape predators by flipping themselves up into the air.
That's it for Chompers today, but come back tonight for more answers from Dr. Christine Johnson about bugs. Until then, Dr. Johnson, send us off.
Three, two, one, spit!
Chompers is a production of Gimlet Media.